As Admiral Boitu explained, your objective is to draw the Sith forces to the temple's outer shell. Once you have succeeded, I will be able to deactivate the temple's shields and open the blast doors from a central location. When that occurs, Admiral Boitu expects the Sith to stand their ground and continue fighting. Assuming he's correct, the Jedi will launch a series of attacks from the temple interior, driving the enemy out onto the temple exterior, where they will be exposed to fire from your assault carrier's heavy weapons.
Sensing a tide of uncertainty rising inside the minds of the veteran soldiers, Luke opened his palm and motioned for patience, acknowledging their questions before the first one could be asked.
If they don't do as the Admiral anticipates...
They will,
Boitu interrupted, drawing a chorus of good-natured chuckles.
Of that, you may be certain.
Luke smiled, then shrugged.
Of course, the Admiral's right. But if the Sith do fall back, make sure that your Jedi liaison makes contact with a Master before dismounting to press the attack. Whether we push the Sith out of the temple or into it, our goal is to trap them between the fist and the wall.
Luke illustrated the remark by bringing his fist down into his open palm. He sensed another question rising in a Marine standing near him, a Duros female in the third rank. Before she could request permission to speak, he pointed to her.
Yes, Sergeant.
The Duros's eyes widened slightly, then she smiled and asked,
How certain are you that you'll be able to bring the shields down and open those blast doors?
Not as certain as I'd like to be,
Luke admitted.
But if the first attempt fails, we'll keep trying.
Until?
Luke grew somber.
Until we can't anymore. And if that happens, there'll be a Baradium strike.
After I call off the temple assault, of course,
Boitu clarified.
If I order withdrawal, waste no time before obeying. We won't be giving the enemy time to escape, so the missiles will be on the way as I speak.
The hangar reverberated with the crump of thousands of boot heels cracking together, and Boitu nodded in satisfaction.
Good.
The Admiral turned to Luke, then said,
I think we're ready to assign the liaisons.
Luke nodded and turned toward the hangar wall, where a line of 15 Jedi stood at attention. He motioned to the first Jedi Knight in line, Admiral Boitu's young nephew, Yantahar, then turned back to the Space Marines.
Your commanders have already been briefed on this, but you should all know that a Jedi Knight will accompany each battalion into battle. Their role is strictly advisory, but I urge you to pay attention to their advice. You'll be fighting in a force-heavy environment, and they will be able to sense many things you cannot, including the location of the Jedi Order's own assault teams.
Yantahar presented himself at Luke's side, standing tall and straight in a Jedi robe over light battle armor, then executed a formal bow to the Marines.
Yantahar Boitu,
Yantahar said, using the Force to project his voice across the hangar.
At your service.
The Admiral beamed at him for a moment, then called,
Brigade One, Battalion One.
Here, sir,
answered a dark-skinned female in a colonel's uniform. Yantahar went to stand next to the woman. Luke called out the next Jedi Knight in line, another Bothan named Yakiel Savitu, who presented herself in the same manner and was assigned to the next brigade. But when the time came to call out the third Jedi Knight in line, Basil Warve, Luke skipped ahead to the next Jedi. Immediately a wave of confusion and concern rippled through the Force, and Luke regretted that there had been no opportunity to speak with the big Rumoan before the briefing began. He caught Basil's eye and raised a finger, signaling him to remain patient, then introduced the rest of the Jedi liaisons.